to Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Doug Reed, for Wednesday, April 13th, 2022. As always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's Doug_Reed and the numbers 34. Please send any comments, thoughts, questions you have, and also greatly appreciate it if you could go to your your podcast provider, whether that be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or whatever you, wherever you find your podcasts, and rate and review this show. Ideally, a 5-star rating and a good review would help move it up the boards, get it more exposed to others, and get more listeners, which is what I'm always trying to do. Before we get into my quick recap and the boards, just want to remind you of a couple of Twitter accounts we have here at Sports Ethos. One is Ethos Fantasy BK for basketball. It is great daily updates, constant information coming out throughout the playoffs. It's built for fantasy, but for wagering, I found it vital in the last few months. Who's in, who's out, last minute movements. Even in the playoffs, you're going to want to know, you know, what the status of Luka is going forward the rest of the week. You're going to get that there. And we recently went through on Sports Ethos and reviewed every single player in the league. So definitely a plethora of information there. Our other Twitter account is Ethos Fantasy BB for baseball. Just ramping that baby up, and you're going to get some great information there as well. Same kind of thing. You know, who's in and who's out in starting lineups, pitchers, thoughts, comments throughout the day. So a couple great handles I highly, highly recommend you check out. And if you're into props, which I know a lot of people are, check out our partners at Thrive Fantasy. That's T-H-R-I-V-E. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS. You get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either 2 or 4 free game tickets. Basically, you pick the props on the biggest names playing every night, score points when they hit, and the players with the most points share the nightly prize money. If you're looking for info on props, we give out a few here on the show, but also, especially in basketball, check out our Sports Ethos DFS team. They have a regular podcast, and they give out commentary all the time on basketball, and we're starting to get into it in baseball as well. So again, it's thrivefantasy.com, and when you sign up, use the code ETHOS to get a deposit match bonus. So in the recap of yesterday's slate, I had 12 games out there. Did well in baseball, was 6-3, plus 3.5 units. Gave it all back in the other sports. NBA, I was on the wrong side of the Clippers game. I had the Clippers covering. I got in late at plus 3.5, but I missed that. And I had their team total, I think it was 112.5, and I missed that. So 0-2, minus 2.2 units there. And then in the ice, I was 0-1. I tried to get the same game parlay in the Leafs, couldn't get it in, and that worked out for me because the Leafs ended up losing outright to the Sabres. But I also had the Bruins minus 130 at home over St. Louis, and they lost. So I was 0-1, minus 1.3 there. So 6-6 on the day with a grand total of 0 units. So it wasn't good, wasn't bad, but we move on. On the season of baseball, I'm 17-20, but up 2.65 units, so happy about that. And we're going to get into the baseball. We're starting the show a little late today, so we missed some of the early games. You had the Nats at the Braves. You get the Nats at plus 175, the Braves at minus 210. You had the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks traveling to the Pirates against Zach Thompson. You could have got the Cubs at minus 130 and the Pirates at plus 110. You had the Guardians with Tristan McKenzie going against the Reds with Nick Lodolo, who was supposed to be their starter. Interesting prospect. That game I was actually in the wager pass. I was actually on that game. I was on the Guardians. Where to get? I got plus 112 in the Guardians at FanDuel. I just like McKenzie over Adolo. McKenzie had a tough first outing this year, but I think he's going to have a good year. I think he's a fantasy sleeper. I know the fantasy pools have obviously gone by on draft days, but I think he's a fantasy sleeper. I think he's going to have a good year. May fly under the radar, not getting a lot of wins in Cleveland. But I think he bounces back here against a very mediocre Cincinnati lineup. I was also on, or am on, the first game of the day in the wager pass, and I'm on Atlanta's run line of minus 1.5. I got that at plus 108. They're minus 210 in the money line. I couldn't take that. Max Fried's on the hill against Josiah Gray. Gray didn't have a great first outing, and Fried is their de facto ace. So I think they should be able to get a couple runs there. Then we had Max Scherzer going against Aaron Nola, the pitcher's duel of the day. You get the Mets at plus 105, Phillies at minus 125. Then we had Boston still in Detroit. Nate Eovaldi on the mound against Eduardo Rodriguez. You can get Boston and Eovaldi as a favorites at -115. And you could have got the Tigers and Rodriguez at -105. Then we have Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers in Minnesota. You can get the Dodgers. Could have got the Dodgers at -160 and the Twins at +140. The Royals are at the Cards. This game actually got rained out. You had Greinke against Wainwright, so probably be pushed back. I think it's been rescheduled, actually, to sometime in May. The games that are about to start, and you can get in on, not about to start, a little ways down the road, is we have Houston traveling to Arizona. You've got Framber Valdez against Merrill Kelly for the D-backs. You get Houston at -140, total 125. Pardon me, total 125. You can get Houston at -145, Arizona at +125. Total is 9.5. Run line for the Astros. This is what I was looking at. -1.5 at +105. It's a little light, so I'm not going there. I'm actually just fading this game. I like Houston. I like Valdez. Merrill Kelly had a decent year last year, and everybody's kind of not hyping him up, but talking about him. He had a decent first outing. Not a great first outing, but a decent first outing. And I'm going to wait and see mode. I think he'll have an average year, but he is facing the Astros, which I think is top two or three lineups in baseball. So I would be on the Astros run line at -1.5 at +105, if anything. The next game I am on, the Padres and Giants renew their acquaintances today. Sean and I goes for the Pods. You can get them at +110. And Logan Webb for the Giants at -130. And I'm on San Diego at +110. And I had a great first outing. Logan Webb had a good first outing, too. Two good pitchers. I just think that the Giants exploded yesterday. They hammered Yu Darvish, who I was on the money line. I think it was 8-0 after the first. I don't necessarily see that happening again. I think Manaea might be able to quiet their bats. And getting plus money with Manaea, I'm happy to take that. In a pitcher-friendly park, you can see by the total of 7.5. And juice to the over, you can get 7.5, over 7.5 at +100, under 7.5, -120. So not a lot of runs to be had, but I am on the Pods to win this game. Next game of the night sees the Oakland A's in Tampa. Frankie Montas goes for the A's and Shane McClanahan for the Rays. You can get the A's at +155. You can get Tampa Bay at -175, total 7.5, which obviously indicates this is expected to be a pitcher's duel. It was 9-8 yesterday. Oakland was leading most of the game, and Tampa had a big comeback. So 9-8 the way Rays won yesterday. Montas was hit pretty hard in his opening game against Philadelphia. And, well, you don't want to get hit that hard. There's no shame in that. Philly is a very strong lineup. And I think he's going to have a good year. Tampa throws out their rookie, I guess not rookie, second-year pitcher, Shane McClanahan, who actually didn't give up a run to Baltimore, but didn't have a great outing. Four innings, four hits, two walks, zero earned runs, and seven strikeouts. So a good first start, I guess, but it was going against Baltimore, so there's nothing too really impressive about that. And straight up, Montas versus McClanahan, I think it's kind of the coin flip. And when I'm getting this much money, I would have actually got it up, sorry, at +160. I'm showing +155. I got it at +160. Definitely happy to take the A's as the underdog, but happy to take that line. As we go down the board a little further, we get the Brewers traveling to the aforementioned Baltimore Orioles. Corbin Burnes starts for the Brew Crew at -175 on the road. You can get the O's with John Means on the mound at home, +155. Total here, 7.5. Another expected pitcher's duel, and I think it will be. Corbin Burnes, arguably one of the best pitchers in baseball last year. And John Means did not have a good year last year, had a good season and a half prior to that, and looked decent in his opening game. The problem is he pitches for Baltimore, so he's just not going to get a lot of exposure, not going to get a lot of wins. I had the total 7.5 here, but on FanDuel earlier, I had the total at 8. And I got an 8 for a total. I went under that. So not on the game. I think Milwaukee wins, and I thought, well, John Means is on the hill, +155, you never know. But against Burnes and Baltimore's lineup, I think that's going to be a tough hill to climb. So I'm on the under of 8. Next game sees the Blue Jays travel to New York, stay in New York to play the Yankees. The series is split so far, one game apiece. For the Jays, we have Berrios on the mound at +150. For the Yankees, we have their ace, Gerrit Cole. Two opening day starters. You can get the Yanks at -170. total here 8.5. And I took the Jays at plus 150. Barrios got, I wouldn't say he necessarily got rocked in his first outing. He just pitched brutal. Did give up a home run, I think, to start the season, opening day, the first batter, but then walked a few guys and got pulled in the first inning. Terrible outing. So positive is he's well rested and he's not that bad a pitcher. And Gerrit Cole is a great pitcher, but the Jays have a fantastic lineup. So if you're giving me the Jays plus 150, pretty sure this year, no matter who they're facing and no matter who they have starting, if you're giving me the Jays plus 150, I'm going to be on them. If you listened to the show a couple of days ago, I said the same about Houston. If you give me plus money with the Astros, it's pretty hard to say no to that. So I'm on the Jays. Plus 150 I'm seeing here, about 365. So taking the Jays, plus 150 on the money line over the Yanks. Last game of the night sees the Mariners travel or stay in Chicago to play the White Sox. Mariners have Robbie Ray on the mound at plus 100, and the White Sox have Dallas Keuchel and minus 120. I'm not on this game. If anything, I would maybe lean the Mariners just because Robbie Ray is getting plus money, but I like Chicago. They helped me. They've covered for me twice this year. They covered last night, and I'm really hesitant to really go against the Sox. You know, the Blue Jays, the Astros, the White Sox are kind of the, well, there's your three division leaders, if I guess you could say, but also maybe throw the Yankees in. Those are three lineups I don't really like going against, and if I see them getting plus money, there's always reason to look a little deeper there. But Seattle over the White Sox, it's only plus 100, so it's even money. I'm going to stay away from that one. So skip the first half of the baseball board because most of those games have already begun. Hit the second half. I've got two plays live now, and I've got four more. San Diego at plus 110, Oakland plus 160, Milwaukee and Baltimore under 8, and the Jays at plus 150. Take a quick break, hit the NBA, second half of the NBA playing games, and a quick recap of the overview of the NHL board. We'll be back in a moment.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. Before we hit the NBA board, there's a couple of my colleagues here, a few actually, that I want to mention. I'm just going to give you their names and Twitter accounts. Really recommend you follow these guys. They're part of our wagering group. First of all is the head of our wagering group, Blake LaWatch is his name. You can follow him on Twitter. He's big into MLB, big into college basketball, but right now, this time of year, big into Major League Baseball, loves his first half plays. And you know what? You don't get a lot of people who have this specialty, so I really think you should check him out. Also makes some full game plays and totals, but he always has unique angles, and I just love reading his stuff. His Twitter account is just his name, at Blake LaWatch, BlakeLawatch. He started the season. He's a little more specific, or a little picks and chooses games a little more than I do. He's 9-1, went 9-0, lost the game, went 9-0 to start, lost the game earlier today. But knows his baseball stuff and knows his first half totals, and he's a great read, short to the point pieces, if you're a member of our wager pass. And if you're not, side note here, I highly recommend you check us out. You go to sportsethos.com and you can see our various packages, our wager pass, which is basically our collective minds in our wagering division. And we give every sport that's going, we're going to give commentaries on a few games a night from baseball to basketball, to hockey, to football when it's in season. We've got tennis going now. You're going to get, I think last night we had 20, 21 games across all those sports, written up, various games between myself, Blake, a few other guys I'm going to mention. So really, for a cost of $15, I think it's about $15 a month, so 50 cents a day, basically. It's going to pay for itself, I think, over time. It certainly has the past couple months as we've started baseball. Blake's on a 9-1 heater. Like I said, so far in the season, I'm up 2.65. So just us alone, the two of us alone, you're going to get, he's probably up about 7.5, 8 units. You're going to be up 10 units already in less than a week of baseball. That ain't going to continue. But it's good to get some resources, and I think our wager pass is a steal. We haven't overpriced it. We don't sell our picks individually. We think it's a deal. We're trying to build the Sports Ethos brand, and we're giving out a good deal. So go to sportsethos.com and check out our wager pass for that cheap price. Another guy I think you should check out who's also in the wager pass as the NBA playoffs hit is Adam Kirkhart. His Twitter account is at Adam Kirk, A-D-A-M-K-E-R-C-K. Now, this guy knows his basketball. He had a great regular season. And again, kind of like Blake, it was good, solid insight. Doesn't pick every game all the time. Tends to be a little more specific. I think he's on the Charlotte Atlanta game. I think he's got a play and a prop in the wager pass today. So check him out. He had a good regular season. Every two nights, you're going to get a couple games from him. So certainly worth following on Twitter. And then if you're a tennis fan, I mean, I'm a casual tennis fan. I don't wager on it because I just don't know the players enough. We've added Fish Fisher. That's right. Fish Fisher is his name. He's been fantastic. Not only does he know his stuff cold in the world of tennis, but he gives great write-ups. He's been hot as hell the last week or so. I can't even speak to it because, tennis isn't my game, and I don't know the wagering side of it, but Fish does. He's been a fantastic addition. So check this guy out on Twitter. It's Fish_Fisher4. So FISH_FISHER, and then the number 4. So 3 Twitter accounts from our wagering guys here at Sports Ethos. Highly recommend you follow them. They've got great input. And do come to sportsethos.com and check out our wager pass. It's cheap. It's a bargain. You'll enjoy it. Also, when you get it, you get our Discord. Now, you may not be somebody who wants to go online and chat all the time, or you may be, but it's a great way to go in on a nightly basis. You can go into our basketball, our baseball. There's even a college basketball update recently. I put stuff on our Twitter, in our NHL channel. There's always people in there, whether it be guys from our wagering division, whether it be guys from our fantasy division, whether it be other subscribers in there as well, just chatting, throwing ideas back and forth, taking shots at each other sometimes, having some fun. Great group of people in there, guys and girls. And it's just a lot of fun. And that comes with the $15 a month for the wager pass. So enough of the self-promotion for Sports Ethos. I think you guys are missing out if you're not on board with us. Get there. Let's get to the NBA. 2 games in the play-in round. You've got the Charlotte Hornets traveling to Atlanta. The Hawks find themselves 5.5-point favorites. You can get total 235.5. I don't have a play here. I'm leaning towards Atlanta. I just like the way Trey's playing. I like the way the team's playing. When I look at the injury report, John Collins is still out for Atlanta, and Gordon Hayward is out still for Charlotte. So Hayward a little more of a factor, but he's been out for a couple months. So I like the Hawks. I think they're a little bit of a heater going to the playoffs. I like Trey Young. I like the way he's been playing. So if anything, I would lean to the 5.5, waiting to see if this drops. If I can get 4.5 or 5, I'll definitely be on the Hawks. But right now, I'm going to just watch this line. Next game of the night, 9:30 p.m. in the East, we have San Antonio traveling to New Orleans to play the Pelicans. You can get the exact same line. The Pelicans are 5.5-point favorites, total 224. So a lower scoring game expected. For New Orleans, Brandon Ingram is probable. And for San Antonio, not much. Romeo Langford is probable, not a huge factor. And Doug McDermott's out, but he's been out for a while. So good news on Brandon Ingram. And I think that's why the line has moved up to -5.5. I would take the Pels here. I would take the home favorites. It's a lean. I'm not on the game. I don't like either one that much, but I would lean with the Pels. So I'd lean with Atlanta -5.5, and I'd lean New Orleans -5.5. No call on the number in either of these games. So that's a quick rundown there. Let's hit the ice to wrap this up. 3 games in the NHL. We've got the Canadians traveling to Columbus. You can get the Habs on the money line at plus 145. You can get the Blue Jackets at home at minus 165, total 6.5. I would lean Columbus here, but minus 165 is a big price. And they burnt me last time. They beat Philly on the road, and then they came home, which I figured was a lock. And I jumped on them, and I think it was like minus 130, and they lost to Philly. So don't call that recency biases or anything, but last game they burnt me, so I'm going to watch them for a little while. Next game of the night sees the Rangers traveling to the aforementioned Philadelphia Flyers. You can get the Rangers minus 200 on the road. You can get Philly at home plus 170. Total here is 6. Rangers are the better team. Leans definitely towards the Rangers. Can't take them a minus 200. Can't do a same game parlay with a total of 6. So, you know, the Rangers plus the over of 6. Too many goals. If Shesterkin's in net, Philly might have a chance. Although he struggled lately, Philly might be challenged to score more than 2 goals. So that would mean the Rangers have to put up 5, and I don't think that's going to happen. Last game of the night sees the Kings travel to Colorado to play the high-flying Avs. Kings on the money line, plus 220. The Avalanche, minus 270 at home. Total here is 6. Again, like the previous game, the Avalanche is the team, but going over 6 is a challenge. The Kings have played well defensively this season, and they've been really beat up by injuries. So I can see them holding the Avs down. The question is, can they not holding that they beat them, but limit their scoring chances. The question, though, is can the Kings then produce? And I'm not sure they can. So I lean the Avs hard for the win, but at minus 270, it's too much. And total 6 goals is a little too juicy for me to touch as well. So that's a quick recap of the NHL. Before I get going here, I want to quickly remind you about our partners at Manscaped. If you go to manscaped.com, use the code HOOPBALL20, you get 20% off your order and free shipping and handling. Free shipping and handling when you check out. Also, our buddies at mybookie.ag, if you've listened to my show before, you know I think everybody should have multiple books to get multiple lines so you can get the best line. For example, that was early in the show today when I had Toronto plus 142, and that line has since moved to plus 150. So I get 8 points of value. I'm quite happy with that. Anyways, our buddies at MyBookie, check out MyBookie.ag. When you sign up, use the code HOOPBALL, H-O-O-P-B-A-L-L, on a third page to sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there. So as a quick reminder, 3 guys you got to follow, part of our HOOPBALL. I keep saying HOOPBALL there, I got it in my mind. Our Sports Ethos crew. One, if you're a tennis fan, check out Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, and then the number 4 on Twitter. Adam Kirkhart on Twitter, at A-D-A-M-K-E-R-C-K. Fantastic NBA guy. When football gets rolling, he's lights out on the gridiron too. And then for baseball, which is just rolling, especially if you're looking for some first half info and full game, but a unique angle to play baseball, and he's been hot as a pistol at 9-1 to start the MLB season, is Blake Lawatch, B-L-A-K-E-L-A-W-A-T-C-H. Just add them to your Twitter. Doesn't cost you a nickel. Throw those guys in your Twitter, and I know you won't regret it. Anyways, thanks for the time. Hope everybody has a great day. Sorry we got a little late start and missed a few of the early ball games. I'll make that up to you somewhere down the road. Have a good day on the boards. Hope we win some money, and we'll chat with you tomorrow.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.